Through wisdom, a house is built, and by understanding, it is established. By knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Proverbs 24:3-4. Bishop Patrick Bruce is a seasoned minister of the gospel, bringing decades of experience in pastoral and administrative leadership. He is a man of great wisdom, humility, and faith. He is the senior pastor of Grace Cathedral, a thriving community church under the Dag Heward Mills Ministries, located in Afromasi in Kumasi, Ghana. Now, let's hear him.
Hallelujah. Well, we are happy to be here one more time. And tell somebody, I'm stable. I don't change. As, no, let me be careful. Some of you are bad. If I say I don't change, my Sunday behavior is the new me. And I'm loyal. That's all. I'm loyal. Oh, put your hands together this morning. This is our loyalty season. So today I'm preaching those who leave you. Amen. And I believe that God will give us insights and understanding. Hallelujah. I told you, I don't preach long. So today is the same. Let us pray. Father, thank you so much for this gathering of your saints, that we are here in your presence. Lord, let it be such that it shall not be in vain. It will be a good gathering. It will be a gathering that is making a difference in our lives, that we shall be transformed from ordinary, normal Ghanaians to being living Christians, that will truly be a light in our generation and salt in our community. Thank you so, so, so very much. In Jesus' name, and all the saints said amen.
Amen.
God bless you. You may be seated. Those who leave you. Amen. I want you to pay very close attention, because there's no piano, you're not coming. Because it is a very important something that happens to us in churches and in life. Amen.
Amen.
But I want to start with a very important statement. I think you should write it down. Every relationship has a time span. And relationships are for a season. Amen. Amen. So you will find that you had a classmate who was your friend, and you were together in class from SS1, SS2, and SS3. After that, I've not seen him again. There's no quarrel. There's no argument. There's no fight. It's just that relationship as a classmate was for a season. And when the season ended, that relationship ended also. And the person has peacefully moved out of your life. Are you with me? I have some classmates who are on the same class page. We talk every week, but I've not seen them with my eye since 1977. Because we parted company after Form 5, and they went somewhere, and we went somewhere. And since 77, I've not seen them again. Amen.
Amen.
There are some friends who are area friends, who are your friends so long as you are living in that area. And when you move out of the area, you will never see them again. Amen.
Amen.
Is there a quarrel? Is there a fight? Is there any trouble? None at all. But it's because that relationship was for a season of your life while you lived in that area. So when you moved out of that area, those friends naturally, are you listening? The key word is naturally. Those friends naturally drop out of your life and there's no problem. So this morning, what I'm saying is that every relationship that you have is for a season. Now, tell somebody, when you get married, how long is it for? No, ask somebody, when you get married, that season, how long is it for? I read a comic about a man, Andy Kapp. I don't know if you know Andy Kapp. Andy Kapp, a very funny man. He was married to his wife. She was very cantankerous. Then one day they came and saw Andy Kapp. He was going, look at his marriage certificate, examining it. I said, what are you looking for? So they expired it. Expired it. No, Andy Kapp, there's no expiry date. Amen. Oh, I said amen.
Amen.
So there are other relationships too that this is also their duration. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so far, there's no wedding in our church. No problem. But one will come soon.
Amen.
I don't know who'll be the first. I don't know who'll be the first. Oh, we are waiting now. We have waited, we are not sure again. We are tired. We have waited for 2 years now. We are still waiting. But I want you to have this in mind that if you marry in this church, hey, be careful, because we will lock you. What does the song say? Let Jesus lock us in together. We'll lock you. If you're angry, cry, it's too late. You're married. We'll lock you inside. Amen. Because as far as we are concerned, marriage is forever. Hallelujah. So look at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 premature ends to relationships. 7 premature ends to a relationship. Number one, resignation. Resignation is when you resign out of a place where you are working. And it is not the way to live, because theoretically, the way to leave an employment is called retirement. Retirement. But these days, people looking for more money, more promotion, more higher position are able to easily leave a workplace and go to another place. And they leave a vacancy and a gap, but they don't mind very much. And they just, yesterday I was talking to a young lady who was resigning from where she works, and I talk for 1.5 hours, 90 minutes to keep her stable. Hey, in the end, I said, bring your CV, because she is resigning. So resignation is to leave a workplace before the time, according to your timetable, but not according to the work timetable. Number two, dropouts. When we say a dropout, it means you left your education before the end. The end of an education is called graduation.
Yeah. Wow.
So when you are not a graduate, but you are a dropout, a treasure, you didn't finish, you are those who leave. Amen.
Amen.
So please point to your neighbor and tell him, you better be a graduate and not a dropout. Tell him dropouts are useless human beings. No. Please take your finger to your neighbor's nose and tell him dropouts are useless human beings who have left before the end of the course. Amen. So tell somebody, we shall be graduates. And in this church, we will start a culture, we celebrate graduates. Oh, yes. So we are waiting for the next graduate. Have we missed one graduation? We missed one. Yes. It's not too late. Rosemary. Fresh. Fresh. Rosemary, arrange it. You know, we celebrate graduates, any kind, from primary school to to PhD. All RP. All graduates. We celebrate them. We will have a party and we'll shout and we'll bring you to the frontier. And we'll take pictures. On that day, we wear white. Hey! Yes, we celebrate graduates. Any graduate. I saw graduation from kindergarten to class one. The world Akapian. Yes, yes. We'll celebrate. If I go and do cooking course and then graduate, you see, we'll celebrate you. So no dropouts. Amen. Number three, divorce. Divorce. That one, they will fight with you. It will look, unless they are beating you, that one will consider. Once they are not beating you, we'll push you back into the ring. Go for the next round and behave better. And we'll call the other party to you to behave. But divorce, it is, what did Jesus say? From the beginning, it was not so. This is not what God intended when he said, man shall not be alone. Of course, we have seen many troubles in life, and I will not dispute it. But still, we will fight for us to stay married. Amen. There's somebody I met many, 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 many years ago. I was about 30 then. That's about 30 years ago. And when I met this person, she was telling me about her marriage that wasn't good. And said, I am only here because of the children. When they grow and they are gone, the next day, I'm off. Wow. When the last one graduates and goes, the next day, I'm off. And I talk, but sometimes you don't know what you are saying. Well, it's about 40 years now. Yeah, that's, I had the discussion. And by the grace of God, they are still happily married. She never left. Yeah, she never left. She stayed. And they are happily, happily married. Laughing. Hey, tell somebody, divorce is not part of it. Number four. AWOL. AWOL. Absent without leave. AWOL. AWOL. Absent without leave. It means you left. And you didn't say anything. You left. You are allowed to go on holidays. You are allowed to travel, go and visit your mother, go and visit your classmate, go to Accra, go and go to Mole Game Reserve, go for a holiday, go to Wa. There's a car. How Kevin has gone to Akosombo. You are allowed to go like that. That is, he has gone with leave. Yeah, he called me, told me he's going. I said, go, but make sure he come back. You know, he has gone with leave. But some too, they have gone without leave. They just went. Are you with me? Yeah. We are all here together chatting. So when I attend again, yeah, you're not there. Why? You are well, absent without leave. You have just gone somewhere. That's not how it is. Amen. Amen. When you are going somewhere, you cry. Yeah. Hey, are you, didn't hear what I said? Yeah. When you are going somewhere, what do? Yeah. Yeah, you say something. You don't just go. That's absent without leave. Tell anybody from today. Some of you, when you don't come to church, you just don't come. You just don't come. Like Malik. Where's Malik? Malik, you just don't come. You just disappear in the corner somewhere. You don't cry. No, that's what? A wall, absent without leave. Amen. That's number what? Number four. Number five, abandoned post. Abandoned post. It means that when we came to where we were expecting you, you were not there. I mean, you were supposed to be an usher standing outside. When we came, you were not there. You were an instrumentalist playing the guitar. When we came, you were not there. Ah, this is not... Oh, the drummer didn't come. Where's Benny? Send him a message. Send him a message. Abandon post. Please send Benny a message. Abandon post. Take a picture of the empty drum place and send it to him. We came to look for a drummer and Benny wasn't here. Ah, and we... See, this is not absent without leave. This is, you were at a post. And when we came to the post, you were not there. I mean, dancing stars today, there are very many. Clap for the dancing stars. Oh, beautiful. How many were they? About 10 or 12? 12, yes. Next week, I want to see 12 people. Otherwise, when we came to your post, you were not there. So, Number five is abandoned post. You were not at your post when we came to look for you. There was an empty space there. Number six, desertion. Desertion is more serious. It means in a time of war, when we were under pressure, and we were under attack, and there was a danger of death and other issues, you were not there. In the army, when you are at war, they only sack you. When you desert, they can execute you. Because it is a much more... Are you listening? Are you listening? It's a much more serious situation. That we are under attack and somebody was coming from behind and you were not there to defend us and the enemy came in and just destroyed a lot of things. So desertion is going away or abandoning post in time of war. Tell somebody we have a conference next week. Tell him, don't desert me. Hey, you didn't say it well. We have a conference. We have imported a guest. He's coming from Barcelona. All the way from Barcelona, buying tickets. Buying ticket to come. That those who are playing Barcelona football, I don't like the clapping. It's not a football. You know, it's not football. Benny has come. Delete the picture. Delete it. Hallelujah. Yeah. No, so next week we are inviting somebody. He's coming all the way. We are paying his ticket. Hey, it's a time of war. And he has come. Then you will not be here. You are deserting me. In a time of great financial commitment. That's a desertion. Tell somebody I got to be here. Oh, you didn't say it. Well, tell somebody, I got to be here. I cannot let you down. Number six. And number seven, those who leave you. Those church members who leave churches. Hallelujah. Listen, those who leave, I want you to understand. You see, sometimes we can't picture exactly what it is that somebody has left, has deserted, abandoned post, gone away, resigned or something. It is like, I remember secondary school. It happened many, many times. When somebody is going to sit down, then you pull the chair. Shabaya, I suspect you have done some before. You pull the chair. What happens? Straight to the ground. Because the person was expecting there to be a chair behind me. So I am comfortable to sit down. Most of us, we don't check. Is there a chair here? No, because we saw a chair there some time ago. And then we were doing other things. Then when we came back, we assumed the chair was still there. So we just sat down. Only to discover he had abandoned post. The chair had deserted me and gone to town. The chair had divorced me and left me in the air. And of course, he fell down. Two effects of the chair abandoning me. Do you know what they are? Number one, hurt. You are hurt. You can hurt yourself when you fall down on the ground. And number two, you are embarrassed because something that should have been there wasn't there. You were counting on people to be there, counting on a large choir. You are going to invite a guest from America to come and enjoy your church. And when the guests came, the choir came up, only three. Where the other ones, oh, I've gone to my mother, I've gone to excursion, I've gone to where? To visit. I was called by my father, and they've all left you. And then you are there embarrassed. You have called a guest from Ireland. He has come, and there's no pianist because he has gone for engagement. Hey! No, 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 you're embarrassed. Amen. You have gone to go and see that tally. I get some wild dancing stars. Hey, when they are dancing, you'll be so happy. They will bring joy. Then on the day when they come, there are three dancing stars, Priscilla and two children. Oh, what are you going to say? Then they ask you, are these your dancing stars? And then what do you say? I'm embarrassed. I don't think you are with me. I'm embarrassed. I'm disgraced because I was counting on 19 or 20 dancing stars. They are even now standing in my face because there's no space. But then on that day, there are only three. So when something that you expect to be there is not there, what happens is hurt and embarrassment. Hallelujah. So I've almost finished though. I told you these days I'm not preaching. I'm just giving you points so that you can go and, because you see, when I preach a short message, you remember now, I'm loyal. If I preached loyalty, you'd have forgotten all the 7 points. You'd have forgotten by now. But the one is still working in your heart. Amen. Amen. So today's message, spirits that are working in those who live. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 7. You see, I want you to understand something this morning. This is a principle that is very important for life. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. And after he had formed man, man was still lying there. Until he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And then the man became a living soul. So until many things, are you listening? Yeah. Many things that we do, they are actually inspired by spirits. Where there is no spirit, there is no life. Where there is movement of any kind, a spirit is at work. Amen. Amen. So when the Holy Spirit whispers into your ear something nice, it's at work. And in the same way, an evil spirit can whisper into your ear something to lead you to do something. So almost, let me say almost, just to be safe. Almost everything that you do, I at the back there, hey. Georgia and friend, listen, you are a spirit is talking to you. Not my spirit, a different spirit. Everything that you do, a spirit is behind it. For better, for worse. Hallelujah. Amen. So I want to show you six spirits that are working in people who live. Whether they leave a church, leave a marriage, leave a relationship, leave a job, whatever. In fact, there are more than six. There are about 9 or 10 or 11 or 12. But because I'm preaching short messages this time, I'm only giving you six so that you don't have to go and try to remember many, many points. You forget many. You forget. Someone said, well, the more I learn, the more I forget. Is that true? The less I chew, the less I remember. So I don't know, but I'm only giving you six spirits. So write these spirits down. Amen. Okay. And let me tell you, if ever you leave a place prematurely, one of these spirits is working in you. Okay. If you are not fully engaged in a place where you are, sometimes, you know, you can live with your heart, but your body is still there. Or you don't know. You can live with your heart. You're just sitting down there, but you're only waiting for an opportunity. They should offend you. They should say something. Then you just activate the heart leaving. So that is another problem that we have. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I am giving you six. Let me check. Yeah, six. Six spirits that operate. I've given you the premature leaving, the names, what it is. I'm giving you six spirits that operate in those who leave you. Amen. And these are what would make you behave in such a manner. Number one, the spirit of Lucifer. The spirit of Lucifer. Hallelujah. Lucifer is, you know, because of my desire to not preach long, the long scriptures, I am not giving them to you. But when you go to Ezekiel 28 and Isaiah 14, that's where Lucifer declares his intention. I will not stay. I will rise up. I will climb. That is where Lucifer shows himself as what he is. Who is Lucifer? Let me tell you. Lucifer, listen carefully. Lucifer is the one who left a good place for no reason. For no reason. Sometimes you say, oh, the pastor didn't do this. I was hurt. I was offended. They didn't visit me. They didn't come to my adoring. They didn't come my engagement. They didn't come my wedding. They didn't come. And you have a reason, for whatever reason. You have a reason why you are angry and you are leaving the church. Sometimes we are also not correct, because it's true. But not in this case. Because in Lucifer's case, there was... Are you listening? There was nothing wrong. He had the best leader, best environment, best church, best employer, best house, best parents, best everything. But he left. But he left. And sometimes you are here, you are sitting in a church, everything is correct, but you just leave. Charlie, it's the spirit of Lucifer that has entered you to make you leave a good place for no reason. Amen. 1 Chronicles chapter 12 and verse 33. Of Zebulun, such as went to battle, experts in war, and all instruments of war, 50,000. All that is a description. Which could keep rank. Rank means they know their place. Which could keep rank, and they were not of a double heart. They were not unsure. Hallelujah. So everybody, do you know, actually, unconsciously, look around you. Everybody in a church has a place where they sit. Or you have not noticed. You have not noticed. Everybody, when you come to church, no, you come and sit here. Only some people who just are floating ions, they just go and sit anywhere. But most people, when they come to a church, I'm here. They have a corner. They have a place. That is my seat. So you must tell someone, this is my seat from today. Only that you can't write on my chairs with your pen. I will not be happy with you. Yeah. But everybody has a place. So the spirit of Lucifer is the spirit that leaves a good place for no reason. It just left and walked out. Hallelujah. And no matter, think the other thing about the spirit of Lucifer is he is often talking to other people to join him. He's asking you, Charlie, come and join me. Let's go. I used to go to that place. Aren't you leaving? Are you not tired? Lucifer has left. Not only that, but he's now trying to get others to join him in his departure. So if somebody, are you listening? If somebody comes to talk to you and say, I'm leaving, tell them, hey, I am lawyer, you are Lucifer. That's all. We are going to start to use terminology.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't hear amen.
Amen.
You're going to do what? Use terminology to discuss things. We don't want to use a paragraph, only one word, you are Lucifer. Lucifer is working in you. Me, as for me, I'm loyal. I don't change. I'm a Sunday throughout the week. So Lucifer is the one who is trying to talk to other people. I'm not going. Are you? Hey, have you heard it before?
Yeah.
I'm not going. Are you? Do you know the answer? You are pure Lucifer. I'm going. I didn't hear amen.
Yeah.
I didn't hear amen.
Yeah.
If somebody comes to you and says, I'm not going, are you? What's the answer? What's the answer? You are pure Lucifer. Add your finger. You are pure Lucifer.
You are pure.
Lucifer, I'm not going. Are you? Say, I'm not going to church. Me too. Come and let's go and sit somewhere. I'm also going to watch, play, what's that thing? Football. No, the football, they go like this. They just up and down. Yeah, football. What's it? Kasa. I don't know what it was, Kasa. I'm going to play Kasa. What about you? Say, hey, you are Lucifer. I'm going to church. Say, oh, there's a party. There's after school jam, pool party, after wasi party. I'm going. Are you going? You are Lucifer. You are Lucifer. What again? Other reasons can they give you? We are tired. We had it all night. We are working all night for a report, our report. We are doing assignment. We are tired. Are you not tired? Today I'm resting. I'm not going to church. What's the answer? You are Lucifer. You are Lucifer. Amen. Number two, spirits that is working in people. The independent spirits. The independent spirit. This spirit is very, very simple. You do what you like. No one can advise you. Luke chapter 15 and verse 11. And he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. Do you not think that people spoke to this boy, don't go? Oh, you don't think so? How many think so? That somebody spoke to his uncle, his friend, his younger, bigger brother. Charlie, what are you doing? Kwame, what is this? What idea is this? You are going. Going where? It's not a good idea. Stay. I mean, look, you want to go to America. Okay, we can go. But not now. Not in this way. This is not how you leave your father's house. This is not how you marry. This is not how you treat a girl. This is not how you go about spending money. This is not how you do it. But an independent spirit, nobody can advise you. Nobody can give you another idea. Are you listening? Hey, are you listening? Nobody can give you another idea that you will consider and weigh. Your mind is fixed. What you do, what you do. No. It's an independent spirit. How do I know? Ask, please, turn around and ask your neighbor. Have you done something that somebody told you to do and not your own idea? Oh, please, turn to your neighbor. Hold their dress, hold their shirt, so hold something. Ask him, what have you done that was not your idea, but somebody told you? What have you done? Can you remember anything? If you cannot, you are borderline. Now, if you cannot remember, I cannot remember something somebody told me. All my life, I do what? Hey! You are borderline independent candidate. Amen. Because I can remember clearly many things that I've been told to do. My friends have advised me. I remember clearly, even recently, not recently, last week. Well, today is beginning of the week. Yeah, so yesterday was last week. Last week, somebody told me something to do and I did it. Amen. Please turn to your neighbor and hold the shirt or the dress. How come you? Oh, please don't worry. Say, look, it's not you. It's the man who said I should hold your shirt. Tell me, like me, I will hold your shirt. So you know me. I will hold your shirt. I'm not like that. This man said, make I hold your shirt. How come you can't remember anything somebody told you to do? How come? What kind of person are you? What kind of person? Please add, what kind of person are you? That nobody has told you what to do. Independent candidates. You, listen, no, some of you are not serious in this church. I don't know. It is important. Listen to me. It is important that you can be advised. Oh, I didn't hear amen. Write this one down. It is important that you can be advised to do something you had not planned to do. It is important because you don't know everything. And somebody always knows a bit more than you. It is important. Christian, it is important that somebody can advise you and tell you to do something and you will do it. It's important. Hallelujah. Number three, spirit of selfishness. Spirit of selfishness. That is what can make you leave a place. Why? Because you don't care about those left behind. You don't care how they feel. You don't care that you are doing what's they say you should not do, and you are doing it. You don't care. Ezekiel 34 and verse 18 from the Standard Bible, Christian Standard Bible, from the Christian Standard Bible. Isn't it enough for you to feed on the good pasture? Must you also trample it, the rest of the pasture, with your feet? Or isn't it enough that you drink the clear water? Must you also muddy the rest with your feet? Don't you care? Don't you care about those left behind? Don't you care? I mean, as you are coming, we have a nice choir. We have Kirsten singing nicely. Then she comes. She's going to America. Hey, don't you care that as you are going, there's no singer again? Hey, no. Oh, we are there. No, then Benny. Where's Benny? Benny says he's going back again. Hey, don't you care as you are going that there's no drama left in the church? Hallelujah. No, are you listening? Are you listening? A spirit of, no, listen carefully. A spirit of selfishness is a spirit that doesn't care what you think or what you do, but I'm doing what I like. It's independent in a way. I don't care what you feel. I'm not concerned. Are you hurt? Are you deprived of a pianist? Are you? I don't care. That's a spirit of selfishness. Amen. 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 Please ask your neighbor, are you selfish?
Are you selfish?
Oh, no. You know, on Sunday, when you ask, never only your mouth, add your finger. Are you selfish? Ask him, do you think about me? Eh? Do you think about how it is to come and sit here and then dancing starts there are three? Or come and sit here and then it's time to lead worship. And then Rosemary is not here, Reggie is not here, Kelsey is not here, Kayla is not here. Who is here? Ashok and Kimathi are here. And Kimathi is playing the piano. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? We are coming to dance and then going to see who is going to dance. Only one person is here, Daniela. Daniela alone coming to dance. Hey, she won't dance again. She will say next week. Or will you dance alone? No. I'll say next week. Please, my team didn't come. The next week. So, a spirit of selfishness that makes you unable to think of other people. Amen?
Amen.
I'm going fast. Number four. Spirit of ungratefulness. A spirit of ungratefulness. You don't appreciate what has been done for you. I mean, when you were sick, we came to see you. When you were not well, somebody brought you help. When you didn't have money, somebody bought you lunch or paid your fees or helped you. Spirit of ungratefulness is the person who cannot see all these things. Just rubbish it. And then you just walk away and say, oh, no be anything. Ask somebody, what do you mean no be anything? Ask somebody, what do you mean? What do you mean no be anything? We have sent a bus to come and collect you. The bus is not free. Somebody is paying. And then you don't come. You say, oh, today I won't go. No, I'm still paying. Hey. Hey. You won't come. You are just sitting somewhere and say, oh, today I won't go. Meanwhile, how many churches? A lot, boom. A lot. But still, how many churches send the bus to collect you and bring you to church? Amen. I didn't hear a good amen.
Amen.
I didn't hear a good amen.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. In many churches, in many gatherings, people help people. Are you listening?
Yes.
In many gatherings, people help people. Many people, in their time of need, they had help of one kind or another. But what happens is very, very, very often, people are not grateful. So they just forget that help and just walk out. They forget the counseling that, hey, I've done my counseling before. Hey, I have one day, I talked about all night to a young people. So yes, so they will not separate. Hey, I talked until about 4 in the morning. Yeah, from the evening service. Talking until just to keep them together. Hey, so they will not separate and break and engage. They were not my idea too, but it was necessary. Amen. A lot of people forget the good that has been done them. They forget it. when you are, they were in need. They were so grateful. And they were saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, when they were in need. But after the need has passed and the immediate pain has been assuaged, has been soothed, they just get up and go. You have forgotten all the help, all the advice. Eish. That's the spirit of ungratefulness. And sometimes it makes them able to look at the church and say, you have done nothing for me. No, 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 no. It's not true. It's not true at all. Proverbs 17. Proverbs 17 and verse 13. If anyone returns evil for good, evil will never depart from his house. Let's read together. No, I don't like this one. You don't have this. You don't give me something, another. No, not if you do wrong. No. No. Evil. Okay, we'll take this one. If anyone gives back evil for good, evil will never go away from his house. Are you listening? If anyone gives back, pays back evil, I do you good, they do me evil. Evil will never go away from his house. Let's all say it together. Ready? Go. If
anyone
gives back evil for... Wait. The evil, say it well. Evil.
Not...
Uh-huh. Let's go back. Ready? Go.
If
anyone gives back evil for good, evil will never go away from his house. Is that the house you want? Is that the house you want? Where there's always quarreling, fighting, breaking things are spoiling, witches are coming, thieves are coming. Is that the house you want? Then don't pay back evil. Whoever, look at me, whoever has done you good, let that person be ranked high in your life. Look at this scripture. If the person has done you nothing, now they are free. Like a taxi driver, he's done you nothing. You are free. But if the person has done you any good thing in your life, be careful. I said be careful because this scripture is waiting for you. Number 5, I'm almost finished. The spirit of heaviness. The spirit of heaviness. That's what Pastor William was fighting at the beginning of the service. You not clap with joy. You not say amen. You are just sitting down, blem, like phlegm. Just sitting down. Amen. Just sitting down. You're not smiling. You're just sitting down there. I've just come to church. Look around. Look at your neighbor. Are you smiling? Check your neighbor's face. Check your neighbor's face. Are you smiling? Anybody not smiling? Say, hey, spirit of heaviness. Spirit of heaviness. Amen. Isaiah 61 and verse 3. We are closing. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Some people are not happy. Am I saying it well? They are not happy. They are always quiet. They don't smile. Morose is their word, but not all understand morose. Just not there. Not smiling. Hey, tell somebody that is not the life we are supposed to live. Hallelujah. Oh, you are not saying it well. That is not their life. You are supposed to be a cheerful person. You are supposed to be smiley. You're supposed to be happy.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't mean everything is okay. It doesn't mean you have no problem. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the fact that no matter the situation where you find yourself, you are able to smile.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, it is important. Look, life is hard. Or it's not true. Life is hard. Things are difficult. I mean, we have challenges. Money, health, finances, broken hearts. What again are challenges that we are meeting? Many things are fighting us. But look at me. Do not allow a spirit of heaviness to sit on you. Do not allow it. Amen.
I
don't think, Reverend William, they're not listening to me well. This one is important. I said, look at me, life is hard. Petrol has gone up to 11 cities. They say because of the war, Iran war. And then they say there's things that are going up. No. And then sometimes too, there's also broken hearts. There's broken hearts. And there's also, no, look at me, you guys. Kevin, Kimathi, you are doing the thing again. You are on your phone. Be careful. Look, there are different issues that we meet in life. I mean, sometimes you fail an exam and then you are depressed. But do not, listen carefully, do not allow a spirit of heaviness to come upon you. If you are sad, be sad for only a short time. Then shake yourself and say, hey, I'm back again. I'm loyal. I'm not changing. I'm stable. Because there's life. Life has enough problems to make you sad for the rest of your life. Easily. Especially life in Africa. Especially life around here. It has enough issues to make you depressed. When you watch TV, I see your friend, then you see yourself. Hey, tell it, they are doing well. I'm not. They are going ahead. I'm behind. They have money. I don't. They are wearing nice clothes. I'm wearing my same old dress. Then suddenly, I'm feeling depressed. I'm feeling down. And I'm feeling low. And then you remember that the rent is due next month. Then remember that I have school fees on top. Then remember that my auntie's, my mother's sister's cousin's surgery, that we are contributing for it. Then you remember what comes upon you is sadness and depression. But do not allow. Please turn to your neighbor and tell him, do not allow a spirit of heaviness to settle on you, but decide to be happy and smile all the time. And the last spirit that is there is the spirit of false prophecy. A spirit of false prophecy. Hallelujah. A spirit that will drive you out of your place. 1 Kings chapter 22. Spirit of false prophecy. That's why I invited Prophet Hislod to come to my church, because that prophet is one who establishes churches. He makes people stay in their church. He will give you reason to relate better to your pastor. Amen.
Amen.
After he has come and gone, nobody has left my church. Rather, we are believing more in God. We are more sure that God is. That's a good prophet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
1 Kings 22:20. And the Lord said, who shall persuade Ahab that he may go up and fall at Ramoth Gilead? And one said on this manner, and another said on that manner. They all brought different ideas. And there came forth the spirits and stood before the Lord and said, I will persuade him. And the Lord said unto him, wherewith? Meaning how? How will you persuade him? And he said, I will go forth and I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of his prophets. And the Lord said, yeah, it's a good idea. This is God saying, it's a good idea. I'll be a lying spirit Hallelujah. A lying spirit. Some of us don't understand what a lying spirit is. So we think a lying spirit is lying all the time. No. A lying spirit tells the truth 95% of the time. Then we'll add one lie. Do you know poison? There is no cup of poison like this. No. They'll take a cup of Coca-Cola like this and add small poison. If I give you poison, this cup, will you drink it? Are you crazy? You gotta be kidding. But I'll give you a cup of Coca-Cola this big and small poison inside. I don't need much poison to kill you as long as it's doing snake venom. How much snake venom do we need to kill you? One or two drops, that's all. So a liar doesn't have to tell you 10 lies. No, one lie is enough. Are you listening? Because sometimes we think that, you've got to be a lying everything. This thing is green. This is yellow. You are wearing blue. This is yellow. Now you're a liar. Because you are lying all the time. That is not a liar. Even one, I listen carefully. Even somebody who tells you one lie is a liar. So a lying spirit is a person who will tell you just one lie. You see, the spirit of prophecy, a prophet. Find a scripture that the church is built on the foundation of, I think it's Colossians 3:22. Colossians 3:22. Let me see where it is. Let me see. No, it's not 3:22. Ephesians. Hey. 2:19-22. There was 22 inside, I remember. 19. Ephesians 2. Take it there. Take us there. There was 22 inside. I remember 22. Hey, you don't take us there. Ephesians 2:19. According to... Yeah. Oh, brother, this one too is not a problem. No, not this one. Next. Next verse. Hey, that one too is a problem. Yeah. Look, what spirit is working in the corner there? It's a spirit. And listen carefully. Everybody. And the church is built on the foundation of apostles and prophets. Apostles and prophets. It means that an apostle there, clearly, he has gone to build a church. Okay. A prophet must be a person building a church. It is wrong for a prophet to give you advice that doesn't take you back to your church. It's wrong. And you see, no. Every prophet that doesn't send you back to your church, one day, will take you away. I'm just nurturing a relationship until you trust me enough. If I say, come to my house, right now you won't come because you don't know me. But after a while, we become very, very good friends. That's when they'll say, take my key, go to my bedroom, and then lay the bed for me. The bed is not tidy. Then you, foolish girl, you also go and lay the bed. Because you have come to trust the person. You have come to trust the person. Amen. But listen to me carefully. This is very important. Because Kumasi too, we have prophets. A lot of prophets in our town. A lot of prophets. Yeah, it's our name. Yeah, and they came from here. I want you to know, any prophet that does not send you back to your church, they can have a prophetic gift, they can advise you, but they send you back to your church, that prophet is not correct. It's just a matter of time before eventually you may follow him out of your church into their church or into their fold or into their condition. And nobody will say, come, let me kill you. Will you come?
No.
Ah, Adele, come, let me kill you. Come, let me rape you. Come, let me attack you. Will you come? But come and get toffee.
Uh-huh.
So nobody begins by giving you the bad news. I don't know whether you are, I'm trying to close, but I don't know whether they are not. Are you understanding? Because this one is very important. The last one, the spirit of the false prophecy. That spirit that will take you out of your church by a prophecy. And the prophecy, most of the words are correct, except a little poison that is inside, which often you can't know until it is working on you. Yeah, it is, by then, it's too late. And many people, when they are leaving, you talk, but they won't change. Do you know why? They've been poisoned. When they are leaving church, at that point, it's too late. That's why I'm preaching it now, before the idea occurs to you. Because when the idea occurs to you, I'm leaving the church, by that time, you have been poisoned. And we will talk plenty. Nothing will change. As we are talking, just look at us and smiling. I'll go. I'm hurt. I'm angry. I don't like this place. I need a change. You will have a reason for going. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening. If you have been blessed by this message, please share it with someone who might also need to hear it. The Bible says, "The Lord gave the word, and great was the company that published it." To share a testimony or to request prayer, send us a message on WhatsApp to +2 332 059 11275. God bless you.